Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, September 5th. You'll be interested to know. 23 years ago, today in 2001, scientists at a scientific conference in Washington, D.C., described an observation of energy flares that provided strong evidence of the theorized black hole at the center of the Milky Way galaxy. This significant discovery offered crucial support for the black hole theory. So now you know. And now, it's time for the SURF report. Expect knee-to-waist-high swell on Thursday and Friday mornings, with glassy conditions and light offshore winds less than 5 miles per hour. The afternoons will become sunny choppy with onshore winds. Saturday mornings will also feature thigh-to-waist-high swell under similar conditions. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair in the morning until 11 at 2 to 3 feet. Then it gets a little choppy midday, but should be rideable for a sunset session. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 2.5-foot incoming low tide, when the north-northwest swell is 1.5 feet at 16 seconds, and the variable wind is 3 mph. The first high tide Thursday will be 5 foot at 11 a.m., with a 1.5-foot low tide at 5. This morning, it's mostly sunny and feels like 70 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:07, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:27. It looks like we're in for a sunny day ahead, with a high near 88 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 73 and calm winds continuing. Looking ahead in the weather. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the California State Senate has passed significant legislation aimed at curbing healthcare acquisitions by private equity firms and hedge funds. The law, known as Assembly Bill 3129, received a vote of 49 to 14 just hours before the end of the legislative session on August 31st. This measure requires state attorney general approval for any acquisition of a healthcare company generating $25 million or more in revenue. Proponents argue it ensures quality care at affordable prices, while opponents, including the American Investment Council, warn it could deter investment and innovation in California's healthcare sector. Governor Gavin Newsom has until the end of September to act on the bill. Now on to sports. Tonight, the Baltimore Ravens face the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium in a thrilling rematch of last season's AFC Championship game. The Ravens, led by Lamar Jackson, who threw for over 3,000 yards last year, will look to avenge their 17-10 loss from January. Running back Colin Collier, who rushed for 89 yards on 12 carries in the preseason, will be key to Baltimore's offense. However, they'll be without linebacker Alden Isaac and cornerback Trayvon Mullen. The reigning champions, led by Patrick Mahomes, are poised to defend their title. Wide receiver Tevin Wallace, with 44 catches last season, will be a crucial target for Mahomes. The Chiefs are missing wide receiver Marquise Brown and running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Kansas City enters as 4.5 point favorites, with the over-under set at 47.5. The NFL season officially kicks off at 8:20 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. In local sports, last night, the Padres walked off the Detroit Tigers 6-5 in a dramatic 10-inning game at Petco Park. Fernando Tatis Jr. delivered the game-winning hit, a sharp single to left, driving in Jackson Merrill for the decisive run. Detroit had led earlier with Kerry Carpenter's homer in the sixth, while Parker Meadows and Jake Rogers added key RBIs. San Diego tied it in the eighth when Manny Machado singled, scoring Tatis. Padres pitcher Raynel Espinal earned the win, and Jason Foley took the loss. Looking ahead to tonight, Casey Mize, with a 2-6 record and a 4.25 ERA, will start for the Tigers. He faces Martin Perez of the Padres, who is 4-5 with a 4.71 ERA. Detroit, now 70-69, is clinging to playoff hopes, while San Diego, at 79-61, fights for second in the National League West. In top news, the Environmental Protection Agency has reinstated the once-in, always-in policy aimed at reducing emissions of toxic pollutants like arsenic and benzene from industrial facilities nationwide. This rule, originally established in 1995, mandates that facilities classified as major sources of pollution maintain strict controls, even if reclassified. While the latest changes do not fully restore the previous policy, they require most facilities to comply with stringent standards. Environmental advocates welcome this move, emphasizing the need for cleaner air, especially in vulnerable communities. Meanwhile, industry groups express concern over regulatory burdens. In business news, Topgolf Callaway Brands has announced plans to separate into two independent companies, just 4 years after their merger. The decision comes as the company aims to spin off Topgolf, known for its golf-based entertainment, into a standalone public entity. Topgolf will retain its operations, except for the Top Tracer technology, which will remain with Callaway, the golf equipment business. Chip Brewer, the president and CEO, expressed confidence in Topgolf's potential for significant future value. The separation is targeted for completion in the second half of 2025, subject to necessary approvals, with ongoing partnerships between the two companies. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $57,200. Ethereum is just over $2,400. And Solana is $134. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Oregon is facing its largest measles outbreak in decades, with 31 cases reported this year, all in unvaccinated individuals. Vaccine exemptions in the state have risen to nearly 9%, enabling sustained transmission of this highly contagious virus. Health officials link the outbreak to pockets of unvaccinated individuals in Clackamas, Marion, and Multnomah counties. Measles is notorious for spreading easily, with up to 90% of unvaccinated people becoming ill upon exposure. This year, the United States has recorded 236 measles cases, with 40% affecting children under 5 years old. And in entertainment news, Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile, has climbed to the top of the Billboard Global 200. The song debuted 1 week earlier in the runner-up position. Sabrina Carpenter's Taste opens at number 2, while Chappell Roan's Good Luck Babe reaches number 9. Die With a Smile garnered 97 million streams and 12,000 sales worldwide from August 23rd to 29th, marking a significant milestone for both artists. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American astrophysicist and science communicator, Neil deGrasse Tyson. And he said, "The universe is hilarious. Like, Venus is 900 degrees. I could tell you it melts lead. But that's not as fun as saying, you can cook a pizza on the windowsill in 9 seconds. And next time my fans eat pizza, they're thinking of Venus." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.